On the cover, a chocolate bar with a vintage wrapper is set against a white backdrop. The candy is labeled a Heartbreaker bar and has a huge broken heart logo. The end of the candy bar is unwrapped and has a bite taken from it. A weevil wriggles out from the chocolate bar. Wonderworld Comics is proud to present The Heartbreakers, Volume 3, Semi-Sweet Dreams, Issue 3, Death by Chocolate.
Not the weevil.
Oh, no.
You gave me permission. I said, can I make the cover horrible? And you said, yes.
That's true. I did do that. But the weevil!
Our comic book opens up pretty much right where we left off. So we see Ryan holding up this mint to jump back into the semi-world. And then I think in the next panel, we see them swallow it and pop back onto the tablecloth. As maybe a point of order, who has the mints? Like, do you both have some? Does Ryan have all of them?
Did we split them in the first episode? Did I give you some?
I thought we both had some.
I kind of thought so, too. I just wanted to check.
That would be funny, though, if Ryan did not give any to
Yeah, so we just have a panel where we see Ryan blink out, and Steve, you are left in this staircase with one Victor Warner.
I think I am insecure and angry and afraid and guilty right now. So I don't think Steve is really in the mood to chat with Victor and his good hair.
And for that matter, why does Lilith know so many people with good hair?
A great question. So Steve is just going to start running up the stairs in the real world while popping a mint.
Yeah. And I think as you are running up the stairs, Victor is going to trip you and maybe you drop your mint for a second.
What the hell, man?
He is going to look down at you and just give you this really, like, judgmental I think that's the only look he really has, but it's like extra judgy today. I think we get this panel of him just kind of staring down at you where you've fallen on the stairs. And he says, you are so distracted by your little crush on Lilith that you think that what, you're just going to barge in there and save the day and run off into the sunset. You have no idea what you are up against.
I was honestly just going to shoot a whole bunch of lightning at it until it stopped moving. Do you have a better idea?
He kind of rolls his eyes, as he's wont to do, and says, look, the thing about hearts is they can't be taken, only given. Which means Sugar Spinner is trying her hardest to coerce Lilith into giving up her heart. And if she captures you or your muscly friend, she will be using you to try and convince Lilith to give up her heart. So while you're up there shooting your lightning and whatever, try not to get caught.
Okay, yeah. Right. Okay, that sounds bad. Do you know anything about Sugar Spinner? Other than she's got a thing for hearts?
He kind of examines his gun that he's still holding and says, I only know what Joe has told me, which is cryptic. She is a magical entity, very powerful, controls sugar. I think you've sort of realized that already.
Yeah, that checks out.
I don't know exactly what trick she has up her sleeves, but I just want Lilith to be safe, so be prepared.
Cool. Yeah, so go in and shoot her with lightning until she gives up?
He kind of pinches the bridge of his nose. Yeah, I think that's as good as you're going to get. Whatever.
And I'm going to snatch the mint out of his hand and chomp it down before he can take it away again.
Yeah, so you pop onto the tablecloth or back into the semi-world for those who like the more technical terms. Ryan is already there. And Ryan, we see you kind of facing off. Let me set the scene a little bit here. So you do see in this room, it's not as big as some of the other rooms you've been in, but it's still a decently sized room. And on one side of it, you do see Lilith, and she is tangled up in these licorice restraints. Like she's pretty well tied up. She's got her arms tied up and can't really move. One of them is kind of covering her eyes, so she can't really see what's going on either. And you can see she's surrounded by like shards of glass. And some of them are kind of moving a little bit, but it looks like she is very tired and just doesn't have the energy left to control the glass the way you're used to seeing her do. So that's great. You found her. Don't celebrate too soon. Unfortunately, between you and Lilith, there is this like pool of chocolate, and you see as you kind of go to step forward, there are what looks like these chocolate eggs. And one of them bursts open, and you see this little sugar candy heart, and chocolate from the pool of chocolate just starts like forming up around it until it forms like this kind of like hulking chocolate monster that's like not huge, but it's like a little bit, it's about your height, so tall humanish, and just like
bigger than chocolate should be
and animate, which chocolate should not ever be.
Yeah,
so yeah, this
has a heart
staring you down. Yeah, has a heart.
I will first yell, "Don't worry, Lilith, we're here." And then I'm going to just try and like punch my hand through its chest and grab its heart.
Yeah, give me a roll to see if that works.
This be a directly engage a threat?
Yeah, is this one where you're it kind of sounds like you're barreling in without hedging your bets. Like,
you, oh, that's you an unleash my powers monster. Then. Okay.
Yeah, you see monster, you punch monster. That sounds like...
Yeah, that's better for me. Oh yeah, punch everyone. Whenever you charge into a fight without hedging your bets, you can shift your danger up and any other label down. So I'm going to shift my danger up and shift my, what should I shift down? Probably my superior. Cool. I am afraid, so I do have a -2 to directly engage a threat, unfortunately, but that's okay because I've got a +2 danger now, so I guess it cancels out. That's a 5 plus a 3 is an 8. +2 for 10, -2 for 8 again.
So you get to choose one from the list. Which are you choosing?
I would like to take something from them.
Yeah, so what would you like to take from them?
Namely, they're hot.
Yeah.
If I can.
Yes.
Heart, please.
So you do, like, punch straight through this thing's chest. You know, like, it is made out of chocolate. It's not impenetrable.
Not that impressive.
Yeah, so you are able to punch through this thing's chest. You grab its little candy heart. As you're reaching for it, it just kind of like spews chocolate on you. It like specifically kind of on your feet, over your legs. And it does harden like very quickly, so you are not perhaps impossibly trapped in this chocolate, but it is going to slow you down a little bit, since you are not resisting their blows. You grab the heart. Do you do anything with it? Do you?
Yeah, I was hoping to like crush it in my fist.
Yeah, you can do that. It's made out of sugar.
I mean, like, so. This is so epic. It's literally like a child could do this, but you know.
So yeah, I think that's where we find Ryan when Steve pops back into the semi world too. So your feet are kind of encased in chocolate, but you have crushed the candy heart. This monster seems to be no more when Steve arrives.
Don't worry, Ryan. We just have to shoot her with lightning.
I don't have lightning.
That's why I'm here. Let's see. I am going to, charge straight towards Sugar Spinner.
You haven't even seen her yet.
She's not even here, man.
But if you want something to fight, Ryan took out one of the little chocolate monsters.
Okay.
And that was cute of him. But you see there are other chocolate eggs, and they all start hatching as you approach. Now they're like 6 or 7 of these little chocolate guys. Not little. They're taller than Steve is.
They're just little guys.
They're not. We have a lot of little guys in Heartbreaker episodes, but
these are not some of them.
Yeah, Choco Goons is not one of them.
Steve is going to look around and kind of activate some lightning around his fist and be like, oh, yeah, also don't get captured or she will use you to destroy Lilith's heart, which is bad. Okay, good
luck. Ryan just like looks down at her trapped fate like, oh, no.
And yeah, Steve's gonna charge towards the nearest batch of chocolate eggs and like summon like a bolt of lightning to hit right as his fist connects to make like a big thunder wave and try and like blast a chunk of them away.
Awesome. I do believe you are directly engaging a threat.
It sure sounds like it. So, I am afraid, but I have +3 danger right now. So that's still a miss.
That's a pretty bad miss.
Yep, That is snake eyes plus one for a total of three.
The real horrors were the mistakes we made along the way.
Before I even start to describe what happens when you do this, I'm just going to ask you to roll to take a powerful blow.
You know, that sounds fair. That sounds fair.
Yeah, yeah.
I think whatever happens, Steve doesn't take it well.
You barely have any conditions marked.
I barely have all. Awesome. So that is 7 plus 4 for a total of 11. So a full-on hit.
No!
Yeah. You get to choose one. I mean, to me, this feels like something that might knock you off the tablecloth. That'd be my recommendation as GM, but you do get to choose as the player.
Yeah, no, I think I'm removed from the situation. That just makes the most sense.
Well, I love Steve's just like, Ryan, we're going to shoot him with lightning. We're going to be fine. Don't get captured. Boom. And gone.
Gone. Well, it was nice seeing you. Bye.
I think we just see electricity light up this pool of chocolate that Steve is standing in. There's just a panel where we see the electricity like arcing around the pool of chocolate. And we do see like the chocolate guys do kind of explode. But then there's just like this big whoop and flash of light. And I think we get a panel of Steve. I know he's not airborne, and I'm not sure this makes any sense except for visually, but I think we just see him falling on the floor back in the real world right in front of Victor.
Okay, so the good news is I wasn't captured.
Victor is looking at you.
Yo, how many of those mints do you got, Victor?
Yeah, you see him pull a mint tin out of his pocket, and he kind of slowly, deliberately shakes one into his hand, and he's about to offer it to you, and then kind of, as you're reaching for it, snatches it away and says, oh, one more thing.
Yeah.
And then he kind of, like, looks down at the mint for a second and says, when this is all over, Lilith is going to feel terrible that she couldn't handle Sugar Spinner on her own, so she's not going to want to talk to me, but just, I don't know, make sure she knows that you still think she's a badass, or better yet, that you don't like her conditional on her being a badass.
Oh, okay.
He's going to offer the mint to you.
Thanks. I will do my best. Amanda, I'm going to eat the mint and then, like, reach out to shake his hand, but, like, be on the tablecloth before I can actually. Yeah.
Yeah. Ryan, your buddy Steve. Just yeeted himself off the tablecloth. He did lightning blast the chocolate, and the chocolate, you do see it like kind of melt and rip apart, but he didn't actually destroy any of the chocolate hearts, so they are starting to reform.
I want to reach out some of my like brambles and grab onto one of the monsters and then like use it to like yank myself out of the chocolate I'm stuck in, if I can.
Yeah, I might just let you do that. It's chocolate. I think you can break it.
you literally could have just stepped out of it, but okay, you can do that.
It was more about the aesthetic than the trap.
And then can I headbutt the monster that I've been using to pull myself out of the chocolate?
Absolutely. Go ahead to directly engage a threat.
Smash my head so far into its head that I hit its heart. I will not be doing that. That's a 1 plus a 4 for a 5. Ooh. Plus minus 2 is 5.
Oh, no. Yeah, you headbutt this thing, and as you do, the chocolate kind of melts and just, like, reforms around your head. I'm going to have take a powerful blow.
That's right. I only have one condition marked. It's a 6 plus 1 is 7 plus 1 condition is 8.
Okay. Could be worse. So choose one from the 7 to 9 list.
I would like to give ground and my opposition gets an opportunity.
Yeah, so I think you see, you kind of can still breathe. The chocolate isn't covering like your nose or mouth, but well, I guess you can't see. as the chocolate is covering your head, kind of right before it covers your eyes, you see a couple of these chocolate monsters start stalking off in Lilith's direction.
Oh no. Not against Lilith. I want you to have an opportunity against me. Get out of it.
An opportunity.
God damn it.
I am, well, Ryan has been struggling to pull themselves out of the chocolate and wrestle with the chocolate monsters. Steve has been, like, he's been going at this, like, just, like, all gas, no brakes. And he's, like, just been, like, taking a moment, like, taking deep breaths in through his nose and out through his mouth and kind of just, like, pulsing out, like, waves of electricity throughout all the cotton candy kind of surrounding them and just kind of, like, charging up the area with electricity while he charges his burn.
Yeah, go ahead and give me that roll to charge your burn.
That is something I can do well with all these conditions marked. There we go. 7 plus 4 is 11. So I get 3 burn. I would like to use one of my flares called Snatch. I'm spending one of my burn. I can use my powers to seize any object up to the size of a person from someone within view. I would like to seize one Lilith
before
these guys can get to her.
Yeah, sorry, Ryan, you're on your own.
It's okay. Save the girl. Yeah, save the girl.
Priorities. Yeah, so what does this look like?
So Steve's been, like, kind of, like, calming himself, finding his center, and then he opens his eyes and kind of lower, like, drops down into, like, a 3-point, like, sprinter stance, and his whole body just kind of, like, ripples with lightning, and he just takes off in just a blur of lightning, goes right straight past the chocolate monsters and grabs Lilith and kind of tackles her out of the way.
She is, like, real tangled up in some licorice. What are you doing about the licorice?
I'm moving really, really fast.
You know, it's a comic book. I'll allow it. So physics be damned. You do this successfully.
There's a big flash of lightning as I grab her to help destroy some of the strange Twizzler vines.
And so I think we see, like this flash of lightning, and then perhaps if you want, like, just a little cute panel where you're kind of holding on to her after you've grabbed her out of this licorice trap.
Steve immediately looks around awkwardly, unsure of what to do. He's like, Lilith, are you awake?
And she is covered in, like, sugar and syrup and chocolate. She's kind of a mess, but she kind of, like, wipes at her face and nods at you.
Okay, don't worry. The rest of the Heartbreakers are here, and we're going to get you out of this.
Rest?
I mean, Ryan's here.
Somewhere in New Olympus Gray is like, excuse me?
The rest?
Panel of Gray just head snapping to attention because he felt a disturbance in the force. And I think, so are you kind of focused on her? Are you?
Yeah, I guess I would, you could say I am.
Yeah, and I,
that's
I think she kind of yells at you to look out and then sort of tackles you to help dodge what is flying at you. They appear to be giant peach rings, and one is just, like, flying at your head. Well, it knocks you out of the way, but it appears that Sugar Spinner is on the scene now.
Oh, shit.
Question, what is a peach ring?
It is a gummy candy. It is shaped like a ring, and it tastes like the candy version of a peach.
It's made with real fruit-adjacent tasting flavors.
Okay.
You can and stick them on your fingers when you're on road trips.
Sprinkles.
Only when you're on road trip, you're allowed to have them on your fingers.
I don't know. For me, they're just like a very road trip.
You always get them at a gas station when you're on a road trip.
Thank you.
I just think that cultural context is important.
Yeah.
Like, whoa, thanks. Hey, good to have you back. Yeah, Steve's gonna go, I guess, look around to see where Sugar Spinner is, or at least who's hucking these peach rings.
Just for reference, in the background of this panel that I'm about to describe, you do still see Ryan, like, with his chocolate head.
Ryan is still there.
Ryan is still there. Ryan's got chocolate on her head, and I think there are still a couple of those monsters maybe gunning for her, so Ryan might have some difficulties coming their way any second now.
Don't worry, Ryan.
You do just see, like, in the very middle of the room now, there's this throne made out of chocolate and kind of embezzled with pieces of, like, candy, so candy ornaments, colorful candy ornaments set into this chocolate throne, and in the throne you see this woman. She's sitting, like, pretty relaxed. And she's a little scary looking. She's got this really like bright red dress that's kind of like got like this big bulbous skirt. She has like this kind of choppy cut, like platinum white hair. And this like very, like she's got this smile with like really sharp looking teeth, and her mouth kind of like, it kind of looks like she's wearing lipstick, but also kind of like the way like your mouth will turn red if you've eaten something with like the super red dye in it is kind of what her mouth looks like. She's like sitting in this throne, kind of leaning, like not looking real concerned. And she's got, you can see a wand that looks kind of like a lollipop. And as you're looking at her, she kind of waves this wand and summons what looks like one of the gummy monsters that you encountered previously, except for this one looks like Lilith. And she is wearing, this gummy Lilith is wearing, like, instead of a glass dress, one made out of, like, hard candy. And you see her kind of, like, raising her hands in these pieces of peanut brittle shards forming, and that she's controlling kind of the same way that Lilith controls glass a lot of times.
I'm going to do a quick double take and make sure the Lilith I saved is not made out of candy and is actually the real Lilith.
Yes, that... Like, do I make you roll assess the situation? No, this is the real Lilith.
Okay, good. I just
she has a lot of candy on her, but she does look very like a real girl.
Yeah, no, Steve was just very concerned.
Yeah, that's understandable. Ryan, he's seen things today.
How you doing, buddy?
It's like a thumbs up.
Yeah, as well, maybe give Steve a minute to take in the whatever is happening here. And let's get back to Ryan for a second.
Yeah, I would like to try to get out of this chocolate that's around my head.
Yep,
by smashing it and my head into anything else that's around. So if there's other monsters or something, I'm just like charging, yeah, like blindly at them, trying to smash the chocolate and anything else in my way.
I think charging blindly sounds like unleashing your powers, unless you've got a different idea.
Could it be when you unleash your powers to barrel through an insurmountable barrier, though? Because then I could roll danger instead of freak, which would greatly assist me.
I'll allow it, since I planned the threats for tonight thinking KT was also going to be here, so.
Okay.
I will be generous.
Yay. All right, let's unleash my powers. Oh, fuck, it doesn't even matter. That's a 1 plus a 1 for a 2, plus 2 danger for a 4. How's that?
Steve is going to spend one team and his last 2 burn to, like, just, like, expend the rest of the energy he has. Like, the last of the energy he's got kind of coalesced around his body, and kind of overcharge Ryan with just this burst of electricity by spending 2 burn to boost twice to give them a plus 1 bonus to their roll of if I had spent team, and then also spend team to add plus 3 to the 4.
Cool. And let's, while we're at it, that'll get us up to a 7, but while we're at it, let's get some team in the pool, perhaps. We charged into battle so quickly. I'm used to, you know, kind of milling around for a bit before.
Yeah. I mean, this is the first time we're kind of back together as a team. Yeah, I guess. Yeah.
Lilith is not going to count for the team mechanics, but all the heartbreakers are there now. So
Gray's writing such an angry post on Reddit right now on his anonymous account.
When you enter battle against a dangerous foe, add 2 teams to the pool. Who is the leader?
Steve.
I guess Steve.
He did get the girl, so.
Ryan has
her hand on chocolate right now. Anyone who thinks he's the leader needs to look again.
Steve sure does have influence over Ryan.
I sure do.
He has, like, super influence over Ryan. Mm.
Yeah, it doesn't add more team to the pool, but I'm not feeling that nice.
Damn it.
What is your purpose in this fight, Steve?
To make sure that Lilith is safe from Sugar Spinner.
Excellent. Ryan, what is your purpose in this fight?
That sounds good. Defeat bad guy, Dave, go.
So I'm going to add a team to the pool for that. I am assuming neither of you mistrust each other.
Oh, never in my life.
Are you ill-prepared or off-balance?
It could be argued.
Right at this moment, Ryan... Yep.
Feels a little literally off-balance.
We'll be generous in this way and say that if we'd done this when we actually started, we were not off balance yet. So I will let you keep that one free of charge, since I made a KT level threat and KT's not here.
You're saying we're not as strong as KT? Huh? We're strong.
We're not as strong without KT.
That's true.
I mean, okay. In my head, I was like, we are going to have the combined might of Steve, Ryan, and KT. So that's a lot of might. I beefed up the villain.
Mm-hmm.
So we're not removing any, so that's irrelevant. I'm going to say, since we started with one, but Steve is spending that now, we have four left for the rest of the fight. Not too shabby.
I think we're going to need them.
Who can say? We're off to a stunning start.
We've both taken powerful blows already. Steve just used all his bones. We haven't even started fighting the actual villain yet. It's going great.
Okay, so Steve, you are supercharging Ryan's headbutt.
Yes, so you are now overcharged with electricity and get a super headbutt.
So that gets us to a 7. Ryan, would you like to mark a condition, or shall I say how the effect is unstable or temporary?
I'm going to mark angry, because my skin feels fizzy and I have chocolate on my head. I'm anger.
That checks out.
And I am going to say that you are successful. You headbutt this thing into oblivion. You get the chocolate. I mean, it's still on your head, but not in like a distracting.
Not like a helmet anymore.
It's not like a helmet anymore. You can see. You might have some explaining to do to Patrick when he picks you up. It might be weird if Rose sees you like this, but you know, you can. And I think this lightning arc is enough that it doesn't quite have the effect of the previous one, but it does sort of temporarily at least melt these chocolate monsters so that you have a second to maybe crush some hearts. So to break some hearts.
Break them.
Hearts. Before they reform.
Roll credits.
Yeah, we got to get like a big like splash panel of the three heartbreakers actually like.
Dude, Ryan's like on the other side of the room from you.
I mean, well, that's why it's a big splash panel, you know, to get everyone in frame.
It's huge. It's a fold out one. You open the comic and have to like fold out three like extra folds and.
The blast of lightning was so intense that at least a couple of the hearts flew across the room where Steve was.
Yes, exactly.
Okay. I'm so accommodating tonight. Okay. So, yeah, good news, you've dealt with the chocolate monsters. Now you've just got Sugar Spinner and Gummy Lilith to deal with.
Just.
What do you do? And while you're thinking about that, Lilith does look like she's trying to help, but you kind of see her still just like trying to use her powers to pick up these pieces of shattered glass and just like not able to do much with them. Like she looks really, really worn out. Like she's maybe overextended her powers.
We gotta get her off the tablecloth.
I'm really good at getting myself off the tablecloth, but...
Yeah, don't punch her off the tablecloth. Does Steve want to do something, or do you want me to do something?
You can do something.
Is Gummy Lilith made of sour candy?
Oh, gosh. Yeah. Yes. I am scared.
I mean, she would have to be.
Yes.
Probably going to try and bite her.
Were you not going to bite her if she was just like a regular gummy that wasn't sour?
Ew.
You have to be like, she's my favorite flavor.
Yeah.
I guess roll to directly engage.
Yeah, so I think I just like run up and like take a vampire bite. That's 5 + 3 = 8, -2 + 2 = 8.
So you get to pick one from the 7 to 9 list.
I would like to resist or avoid their blows, please.
Yeah, so you see, well, I think maybe your advantage is that Gummy Lilith is focused on Steve and Human Lilith and doesn't see you coming. So I think you do. Are you going for her neck?
Yeah.
Oh, dear. Yeah, so you do take a big chomp out of her neck.
They said vampire bite.
Yeah.
I'm angry, I'm afraid, and I'm hungry.
We just get this panel of Ryan, perhaps, in my head, looking slightly feral. biting into Gummy Lilith's neck, and you take a pretty good chunk out of her neck, and her head kind of just like flops over because there's not enough like gummy to fully support it now, but it like she still has her peanut brittle at the ready, and she other than the floppy head that's not supported anymore. She still looks like she could do some damage. The real Lilith looks a little horrified. Yeah,
would this count?
Horrified as well.
Anything important?
No, Gummy Lilith is not important. Get out of here.
But it's someone. It's like, oh, Lilith could be like, oh, does Ryan want to bite my neck off? Holy cow.
No, get out of here. I'm also just going to say, maybe Gubby Lilith's aim is less good now, but I don't know that you have to aim a peanut brittle tornado super effectively for it to be dangerous.
I mean, she's upside down now. Like, she's going to think the roof is the floor. She's going to be all discombobulated.
Steve, would you like to do something?
I think that maybe Steve has been kind of taking an opportunity to kind of just like study Sugar Spinner and try and just like, yeah, get a better look at him. Rushing in hasn't been working out for him, so he's trying to play it a little bit smarter.
It sounds like you're assessing the situation.
I could be.
Are you a goddamn gummy, Steve? What have you done with my best friend?
Oh, I am. Don't worry, I'm still Steve. That's a 7 minus 1 minus 6.
I could help.
Yeah.
I could help by, like, I feel like I'm distracting Sugar Spinner, because Sugar Spinner's probably like, what the fuck, man? You just went and bit my gummy?
I will allow it, yes. Sugar Spinner is looking at you like,
Yep.
So yeah, Steve, you get to, since Ryan is preventing you from being immediately impelled with peanut brittle.
Excellent. Thank you
get to
that,
ask one question.
How could we best end this quickly?
I can prepare.
Steve's like, I don't want to see Ryan eat any more of these people.
Yeah, so you do see Sugar Spinner is sitting in this throne, Ryan. She looks pretty composed. You do see, like, anytime she, like, when she summoned Gummy Lilith, she used this lollipop wand, and she does, like, it is kind of glowing slightly. It kind of looks like this might be, like, the source of her power. Perhaps if you are able to take that away from her, you'll be able to depower her, cut her off from her source of power.
Hang on. I had something for this.
I can take another bite out of Lilith.
Hang on. Okay, sweet. Okay.
No, nobody wants to see that, Ryan.
Please, no, fine. Is Sugar Spinner, like, saying anything or just kind of lounging and...
No, she's just grinning at you with her freakishly sharp teeth.
Steve is going to smile back at her in a way that cannot be conveyed through his mask. But he is not breaking eye contact with her. Just, like, gently reach out one hand towards, like, the nearest clump of, like, cotton candy kind of growing in the field. There's, like, a close-up panel of just a tiny spark jumping from his finger to all the staticky, fluffy, cottony candy. And I would like to use my move, Dangerous Web. So I have, like, I overcharged this field with electricity when I was summoning my powers. And when I reveal a trap that I've left for someone using my powers, I roll plus my mass label on a hit. Your opponent trips into it and you get an opportunity or opening against them. On a 10 plus, take plus 1 forward. On a miss, the trap inadvertently leads to a dangerous escalation.
The tablecloth is coming with us this time when we get knocked.
Yeah. Okay, that is a 4 plus a 3 plus 1 freak for an 8. Is a hit as Steve drops the proverbial lighter on the proverbial trail of gasoline.
I'm just trying to think how I want to play this. So you see this lightning arc right up to Sugar Spinner's throne, and then the minute it hits her, you see her face just kind of light up with surprise, and then
there's electricity.
And you kind of see that expression for just a moment before there's kind of this poof and she dissolves into powdered sugar behind her. So what you're quickly realizing is this was actually an illusion, Sugar Spinner. But congrats, you're getting closer to the real Sugar Spinner. in fact, the real Sugar Spinner, you can see behind you now, or like behind where the throne was, kind of in the background, and you see her kind of float in on this hard candy disc. It's kind of like the glass ones that Lilith uses to float around, and she kind of like, she's still holding her lollipop wand, but she kind of slowly claps her hands and says, "Oh, bravo. This one has interesting friends." Ryan, Gummy Lilith is looking real ready to shred you with peanut brittle.
Yeah, that's fair.
With her floppy
head. I took a chunk.
Yeah.
You guys can tell me not to do this if it's gross and bad.
I put Can Rebel I? On the front cover, so
Can I rip off Gummy Lil's head and yeet it at Sugar Spinner?
Absolutely, you can. I'm going to call this unleashing your powers, ? If it was just throwing a head at Sugar Spinner, I think it'd be directly engaging a threat. But since you also have to rip the head off.
That's fair. Okay, cool. So that is a 6 plus a 5.
All right.
Minus 2.
Okay, solid 9. Solid 9. Or I'm going to say you do successfully rip Gummy Lilith's head off. As far as yeeting it, tell me whether you're marking a condition or whether this is unstable or temporary.
I can add a team.
Oh, yeah.
Because we got plenty of that, right?
We have 3.
I cannot mark another I refuse to mark another condition.
Yeah, no. Sugar Spinner had just kind of like appeared and she is kind of addressing, I guess, Steve a little bit. Steve is just going to like, he's got like electricity going in like both of his goggle lenses, and he's just going to like wink one of them out for a second, just kind of like, you know, a little cheeky, but just kind of like keep her distracted so that this fastball gummy head coming in at about 95 miles an hour can find its mark.
95 miles per hour. Southpaw who?
That's pretty fast, right?
Oh, yeah.
Super fast. Yeah.
The muscles are not just for show.
This works in that you successfully throw this head at Sugar Spinner. Gummy Lilith is still kind of wandering around, but now she really doesn't know where to direct, so she's just kind of flinging peanut brittle willy-nilly. And then this head hits Sugar Spinner hard, and we see her like go flying off this disc, and so she's on the ground, which makes her more accessible now, and kind of look like she hits like hard enough that it has thrown her off balance, maybe opens up an opportunity. And as we see her getting to her feet, we see her lollipop wand is morphing into like this really sharp sugary sword.
Oh no.
Steve is going to charge up his burn again.
Yeah. What does that look like?
I guess he just kind of like squares his shoulders and takes like a wide stance and holds his hands out as he like starts pulling in just kind of all the residual electricity that's been left around from all of his blasting and explosions and lightning tornadoes and overcharges, and just kind of draining all of that back and bringing it back to the source, and just kind of comes trickling in and forming kind of larger and thicker lightning bolts as they all run back into his palms.
All right. Why don't you give me that roll?
Boom. 4 plus 1 plus 4 is a 9. So I get to 3 more burn, but I do have to mark a condition. But I do have a condition left to mark, so it all works out.
Oh no.
Don't worry, guys. We're gonna be fine.
Oh no.
You smack up to all 5 conditions marked.
Cool. So your burn is charged. Are you doing anything with it right now? I'm gonna let Ryan do something.
I guess I could also spend a burn and use snatch again and use my like a blast of super speed again, and also just like a lot of lightning and kinetic energy to use my powers to seize any one object up to the size of a candy wand transforming into a sword from a sugar spinner within view.
Yeah.
And I'm gonna yell yoink as I rip it out of her hands and zoom past.
Super cool of you.
It is.
Yeah. So you have her wand now, and this makes her mad. Like, she just kind of screams at you, but yeah, I think she like kind of dives for you, but like, she doesn't have her powers without her wand.
I'm going to like step back and be like, and like move like I'm about to just snap her wand in half over my knee. And I would like to try and use that as leverage to try and provoke her.
Yeah, go ahead and give me that roll to provoke.
Just be like, no, you are done. Give it up. We are taking you into custody. We'll make sure you're treated fairly, and also that you are locked up somewhere very safe and far away from this. But one way or another, you're done. You do not get to attack our friends. You do not get to attack my career fair, because this is a golden opportunity for me to be thinking about my future, and you ruined it.
Yeah, why don't you give me that roll plus provoke?
Yeah, okay, cool. I do have one superior, which is wild. I don't know why, but I have all the conditions.
Must be a mistake.
Cool, so I don't think that works. 4 minus 1.
Yep, so that does not work. Yeah, and I think you see her just kind of snarl. She snarls, she's got those disconcertingly sharp teeth, and mm-hmm. she is just, like, lunging for you.
Steve has, like, a flashback to Ryan, like, biting into Gummy Lilith's neck and, like, ripping out, like, a huge chunk of it.
Yeah, those kind of look like where she's going, perhaps. Yeah, so you see her lunging towards you, but before she gets to you or your neck, she is blasted with what you might recognize as one of the, like, blue energy blasts from the gun that Victor was carrying.
Of course.
Oh, no, this is so embarrassing.
You were done with him, were you?
Oh, no, we can't be saved by Vic.
Well, roll 3 next time. and she kind of stumbles back. It hits her not quite square in the chest, but, like, kind of in the abdomen, and you see her kind of clutching her side, and she's bleeding. It looks like kind of like the cherry, like the maraschino cherry bleh, syrup. Either of you doing anything?
Where is Victor in relation to Lilith?
He is, like, not close to her, and he's, like, very... You now that you know he's here, you can kind of see he's maybe been here for a bit. Like, you see that he's maybe been taking out some of the little, like, hard rock candy little guys that keep following you around throughout this thing whenever I need a not-too-intimidating threat. He has been taking those out with his gun, just kind of quietly in the background, lurking, as it were. But he's not that close to Lilith, and it kind of seems like you can't even really see him. It seems like he's maybe behind one of the lollipop trees or something.
Well, I'm going to go over to Lilith anyway.
Yeah, so I think she's kind of just frozen in place, like still kind of trying to manipulate this glass, and just staring at Sugar Spinner, and like she looks pretty shaken. She looks very scared and very, like, covered in candy.
I would like to make her my love.
Oh, okay.
Real quick.
Yeah.
She already has influence over me.
So does she shift your labels?
I guess so.
I am going to shift your mundane up, because, like, you're just being, like, a good friend, coming all the way to get her. So, yeah, I'm going to shift your mundane up, and I'm going to shift your superior down. She did see the chocolate thing.
Yeah, that's good. I'll accept that. Yeah. Cool.
I know she's not so your hot girl, but a hot girl did see you in that state, and that's
she did. It's very clear who's the brains of the operation. Yeah, so I want to, like, go over to her and, like offer her, like, my hand, like, offer to, like, give her a hug and be like, hey, it's okay, you don't have to do the thing anymore. We got you.
Yeah, and I think she just kind of, like, you see the glass that she's been trying to not very successfully control just drops to the ground, and she just dives right into you and, like, yeah, gives you a big hug and is just, like, kind of hiding her face in your shoulder.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I want to comfort and support her, but I also am angry, so I have -2 to it, and so I don't want it to fail.
I mean, I also have all of the conditions marked.
Yeah, I think I'll try.
We got 2 left in the pool, right?
Yeah.
You do get +1 because she is your love, right? And because you have influence.
Oh, yeah, that's true. All right, so that's 2 plus 4. So -2 for angry. So that's 4 plus 1 mundane is 5 plus 1 ongoing for my love. If this impresses my love, I guess.
And we have a team in the pool.
And, well, +1 for having influence over her, right?
Oh, boom. Don't even need it.
So that would be a 7?
Yep.
I think that's how math works.
Cool. And then because I have the bull's heart label or the bull's heart roll friend, when I comfort or support my love or rival, I mark potential on a hit.
Nice. Since Lilith is not a PC this episode, it seems selfish to have her mark potential or clear a condition. So I might go ahead and shift your labels again.
I think it's them shifting their labels, isn't it? They hear you, they mark potential, clear a condition, or shift labels if they open up to you.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Never mind then.
So Lilith can have that potential or clear that condition if she wants, I guess.
Man, I don't even know what I want for her. I'll go ahead and clear. You know, this actually works. Her condition, only condition that she has marked is afraid. So I'll clear that. I think she's less afraid.
Yay!
Yay.
Works narratively. Hugs from I know Ryan. That's not, this is not why she marked afraid, but anyway.
Hugs from Ryan cure all illnesses.
Yes. Okay. That was harder than it needed to be. So we, yeah, see Ryan giving Lilith this hug, this very powerful hug. Steve, are you doing anything? You have this sword still. You have Sugar Spinner is bleeding.
I'm going to kind of awkwardly pat Lilith on the shoulder, I guess.
You are on the other side of the room.
Okay. I'm not going to do that.
Steve, you burn to get us to very quickly get back to the hot girl. Ryan's hugging? What the heck?
I guess I'm gonna turn to what's his face?
Victor.
I guess like thanks for the assist, I guess.
And he kind of just like nods at you and like walks up to you, and he's going to grab the sword and he is going to snap it over his knee. And as he does, the semi-world dissolves and you find yourself back in the conference center, kind of in this upstairs room that's not as big and not really being used right now. The windows are blown out because sometimes things in the semi-world affect things in the real world and vice versa. And so, yeah, you are back in the real world. Sugar Spinner is gone. Her candy world is gone. The candy monsters are gone. And you see Victor just kind of gives a look over his shoulder at Lilith hugging Ryan and then just walks out the door. But otherwise, you're all kind of like, yeah, Steve's on the one side of the room. Ryan and Lilith are hugging on the other side of the room. If you need a second to think, I will add one more thing to this scene, which is that right before you pop back into the real world, you see in this conference room, Joe is there with his Mr. Bones, the skeleton, and Mr. Bones has his mouth open and Joe is trying to put a mint in it, and you see the mint just like fall through the bottom of his skull.
No, Mr. Bones!
He is trying
to Mr. Bones.
But alas, he cannot. And this is what we see right before you pop in. Sorry, wanted to add that little detail because I thought it was funny. Okay, now you're back in the real world. And go.
I will just be hugging Lilith for as long as she wants a hug for.
Yeah, no, I think that's probably fine.
Is Steve trying to figure out how to get in on this hug?
No, Steve's just, he's gonna, I don't know. I don't know. He's gonna stand there awkwardly, I guess.
That's allowed. Well, I guess Lilith is going to have to break this hug eventually. Yeah, so she is calmed down a little bit, but she is still, you know, kind of shaken up and kind of wiping tears away and still, you know, covered in candy. And I think she kind of like pulls back from Ryan. And the first thing she notices is these broken windows, and she kind of like wipes at her eyes and... And I don't think I can fix them right now.
You don't have to fix them.
But I broke them.
I think Sugar Spinner probably is more responsible for that.
But she's not going to fix them.
No, that's okay. Conference Center will just, you know, pay someone to fix them. They probably got insurance. They're probably fine.
Is that how insurance works?
Probably. I don't know. Maybe we should go. I'm sure there's some insurance people at the conference, at the career fair. We should just go and ask them, maybe.
I don't want to talk to the insurance people.
No, I'll talk. I'll ask them. It's all good. You don't have to do like any of that. That's all good.
I think she's going to kind of like look down at her outfit, which we did see. It was very cute and put together and before she got here. And she's going to kind of look down at it now. And I can't go out there like this. I think you see Joe. He is in the room and he kind of straightens up and he has a bag with him, and he kind of brings this bag over and offers it to Lilith, and she opens it, and there's like spare clothes in there for her. The Joes can be sweet when they're not summoning monstrosities. And yeah, so I think she does look a little more relieved when she has something to change into, and kind of wipes at her eyes again and says... Thanks, Joe.
Ryan is going to grab EK's duffel bag, which has Ryan's clothes in it,
mm-hmm.
that are, I think, covered in lollipop, but anyway, and say, like, hey, do you want to go find a bathroom and, like, clean up? I got, like, chocolate in my hair or something.
Yeah, you do have, like, a lot of chocolate in your hair.
Yeah, that's pretty embarrassing.
It looks really good on you. You can, like, pull it off. I don't think I can, like, pull it off.
I mean, you haven't, you're only looking at me, right? Like, you haven't seen yourself in the mirror, so.
I don't think I want to.
Yeah, that's cool. I'll make a little wall of brambles in front of the mirror in the bathroom. Don't worry.
And she kind of nods. gods and starts following you. And then as she's following you, notices like EK is, I guess, still there standing awkwardly, presumably.
Yep.
And
man,
I think Lilith is going to kind of like see you and straighten up and then like move to give you a hug and then just pause and say, sorry, I'm like all sticky. I don't want to get you all sticky.
I'm just going to hug her.
Yeah. And yeah, so she will hug you back.
Yeah. Hey, it's good to have you back.
Yeah. Thanks for like saving me. I almost had her.
I mean, we almost didn't. So
yeah, no, you were great.
And she's going to kind of pull back and from the hug and look at you and say, you really think so?
Of course. You're one of the coolest people I know. And you can like, you know, control glass and stuff.
And she kind of cracks a smile at that. And yeah, kind of gives you like one more quick hug and says, yeah, but like you can control lightning. And that's like so cool.
Yeah. Okay. I think I might have blown out the battery on my phone again, though. He checks the phone in his pocket.
Is the battery blown out?
Yep. It happens.
Yeah, Lilith is going to turn to Joe and like give him like these really big pleading eyes and say, Joe, do you think you can like help my friend out with his phone battery since he was like super helpful today? And Joe's gonna kind of roll his eyes and hold his hand out for Steve's phone.
Steve's going to squint in a way that cannot be conveyed through his mask suspiciously at the thought of handing his phone over to a supervillain. But also realizes he doesn't really have anything on there. I don't know. Yeah, he shrugs. Why not?
He also
doesn't have to buy a new phone.
Or explain to his mom what happened to his phone battery.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Again.
So Joe just kind of examines the phone. He's like, give me like 5 minutes. And Lilith like kind of jumps up and gives him she starts to give him a hug and he kind of looks at her like, do not get that sticky stuff in my hair. And she kind of backs off and then just says, have I like told you that you're the best? And he kind of like gives her like a yeah sort of nod. And Lilith is going to grab Ryan's hand and pull them towards the bathroom to clean up a little bit.
She does say you're her favorite Joe.
Joe's going to kind of squint at you. Just saying. No, she doesn't. Steve, are you just sticking around while Joe handles?
Yeah, Steve's going to probably, like, wander up to a roof or something and find a place to kind of change back into his full civilian clothes.
I took your duffel bag. I'm sorry.
Oh, damn it. I guess he's just going to find a roof to hang out on for a while.
Yep. I mean, it's going to take 10 or 15 minutes. Lilith is going to use like an entire roll of the terrible public brown paper towel things to try and like clean herself up. She is so sticky right now. but does get to where maybe not quite as professional looking as she was when she showed up, but she kind of gets her hair cleaned up good enough and kind of braids it into pigtails and puts on clean clothes. And yeah.
Ryan, on the other hand.
Yeah. How successful is Ryan in cleaning up?
So I think like there's like a panel of like Ryan with her whole head like in the sink trying to wash the chocolate out of their hair. I mean, at least their hair is short now, so it's not like clumping up, I guess, but I also think their blazer is just like ruined. I think it still has bits of lollipop stuck to it. So I think they just hold that up and carry that. Normally they just put their clothes on over their supersuit, but I think their supersuit is probably covered in chocolate too.
Probably. So there was a whole lot of chocolate in that episode.
Take that off and then like fold that up underneath the blazer to hide it. I think I think they look okay, but like, if you get too close, they just smell like chocolate and sugar. And, like, they have, like, you know when you, like, bake something and then, like, you get kind of, like, that coating of, like if you've, like, been making icing and the icing sugar kind of, like, is, like, a coating of, like, not sticky, but just, like, there's, like, a film of, like, sugar.
Ryan always looks hot, but this is perhaps not how Ryan would choose to present should she run into a hot girl. Which seems likely. There are a lot of them at this career fair.
Yeah.
Surprisingly.
Ryan was warned. Yeah, so I think they kind of get cleaned up and go back up to meet the electric kid. Your phone is fixed, courtesy of Joe.
Oh, awesome.
I'm going to throw the duffel at EK and say, I got a date, but maybe EK can help you make sure you get home and everything.
Yeah. And Lilith is going to Lilith doesn't realize she's being wingmanned right now. She is going to nod and I mean, does Steve want to be at the career fair anymore? Or
oh no, he didn't really want to be there to begin with.
Yeah, and I think Lilith is kind of going to consider and say, yeah, I don't know. I like really wanted to explore the career fair, but I think I'm kind of worn out now. And there will be like other career fairs, right? Like I don't have to decide what I'm doing today.
No, absolutely not.
And she's going to kind of nod and say, oh, but like, I need to like run down to like just this one exhibit, this one booth. I was going to get something for my friend. Well, we're like kind of friends. There was like this one I wanted to get something for someone. I'm going to go do that. And like, I can meet you back here if that's okay.
Yeah, sure.
And she's going to kind of smile and run off down the stairs. And we see her at the, what did I name this thing? okay. Yeah. We see her at the booth for Nimbus City Games grabbing a flyer, before she runs back up to meet EK. Yeah. And let's go to Ryan. Ryan, where are you going?
Well, first of all, I give EK a hug.
Yes, important.
Ruffle his mask on his head and then check my phone in case a hot girl has called or texted me. And yeah, run downstairs and go to the accounting area.
Unfortunately, you do not have any messages from any hot girls. You do have a message from Patrick saying he is just about there and ready to pick you up.
I'm going to leave him on red. Pretend I didn't see that and throw my phone back in my pocket.
are you perusing the accounting area?
I'm kind of just like looking for Rose, but pretending I'm looking at the accounting area.
You're pretty tall. You can see quite a bit of the accounting area, but you cannot see Rose. And Patrick is calling you.
I'll just like walk to, like, you know, the next area over, leave my phone in my pocket for a second.
The next area over also has a stunning lack of Rose. Patrick is calling you again.
I go to the next area over, answer my phone on, like, the last possible ring.
Yeah, you answer the phone and Patrick says, can you get out here? They don't want me waiting in the pickup line. And the traffic is terrible.
No, I'm talking to somebody about something that's really interesting. So can I just have like what if you just park and you can come in and we can browse together, or I could talk to them together. Like, I just want to make sure I've really looked at all of the possible career options.
You didn't seem that eager to be there earlier. I will circle the block one more time. I don't want to pay for parking, and then I need you to meet me out here. Okay.
Okay. Thank you. I love you.
Love you too, kiddo. So you have like a couple minutes.
We're running to the next section.
Yep. Rose is not there either, and it kind of seems like you need to head towards the door if you're going to meet Patrick.
Dang it. Scuffing my feet on the floor.
God. Yeah, and right about, I wasn't going to leave you hanging. Right about as you get to the door, you do see Rose is kind of running up to you, and she kind of waves you down right as you're like almost to the door.
Oh yeah, I immediately head over to her with a giant smile on my face.
She does still have Zoe kind of lurking behind her.
Get out of here, Zoe.
Zoe wasn't running to catch up to you, but she is still in the perimeter and, you know, approaching to catch up with Rose. And Rose kind of like slows down and brushes like a piece of hair behind her ear and says, hey, did you find your friend?
Yeah, we found her. She's okay. She was just like, held up by someone and not checking her phone. So, but we found her and it's all good. My uncle, Patrick is here to pick me up. But yeah.
And she kind of smiles and says, well, I'm glad I caught you. I mean, I guess I could have given this to you at school on Monday or given it to Steve, but, here. And she hands you a folder. Little folder. It's like kind of like a smaller version of her binder. And
that's so organized.
She is very organized. And if you kind of open it up and flip through it a little bit, you'll realize that at the top is some accounting flyers. Then if you keep flipping through, you'll see she also added some flyers for some other things. Like she's got one in there for like a home health aid and one like a couple for various sort of social work type positions, one for like a school counselor, and then one for like addiction recovery. And as you're kind of flipping through these, she looks sort of shy and just like, Yeah, this was probably overkill. I just figured you didn't have a lot of time to go to any of the booths since you were looking for your friends, and just in case if you wanted to look at some things that weren't accounting.
Ryan is like blushing and saying, like, this is like literally the coolest thing anyone's ever done.
And Rose kind of blushes too. She's like, it's probably overkill. You probably only wanted the one flyer that you actually told me to get, but
look, to be honest, I'm not really that interested in accounting. This is like something that my uncle said I should look at. These all look really cool though. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. Sounds like you need to go catch up with your Patrick.
I do. He was calling me because I think they were mad that he was like blocking off the pickup lane. And he won't pay for parking. So,
well, who wants to pay for parking? She kind of smiles at you, and Zoe has about caught up to you by now, and still looking not real pleased at Ryan.
Did Zoe ever tell us her name?
I'm gonna be honest, I don't remember.
Maybe Rose. Rose must have introduced her. I feel like she didn't say anything, so I feel like Rose must have been like, this is Zoe.
I remember nothing about that previous interaction. Gotta be honest.
Ryan's gonna be like, it was really nice meeting you, and yeah, thank you for getting these for me while I found my friend. If I can ever repay the favor, you know, like if you're busy and you need someone to pick up flyers for you and stuff, you can always just call me. It was really nice to meet you. I'll see you at school, I guess. And then she's gonna just like look up at Zoe and like be like, Zoe, and then just leave.
Zoe.
And as she's maybe turning to leave, you do see Zoe kind of like, she's kind of making her own move. She kind of like puts a hand on like the small of Rose's back and like, you know, kind of like, Lots of like, hey, there's still a lot of career fair to go see. Like, let's get back to it. And kind of starts leading her away as you're walking out the door.
Oh, I'm going to punch Zoe one day.
But not today.
Not today. Yeah. No, while Rose is around.
No. Of course not.
Oh, yeah. Patrick's waiting. Better go.
Should we jump back to Stephen? Well, the electric kid and Lilith?
Yeah, no.
I'll give you something to work with. I think Lilith comes back and definitely looks like she's calmed down quite a bit, looks a little certainly happier than she did right in the aftermath of this event. And she's going to like look at you kind of sheepishly and just, how do you get around? I normally just fly on glass everywhere, and like, I don't think I can do that right now because I'm really, really tired. I was like fighting Sugar Spinner for I don't even know how long. I don't think I know how to get home without floating on glass.
Oh, no worries. I actually know the city pretty well. Whereabouts do you live? What neighborhood?
And she's going to give him the name of a neighborhood that he's probably heard of in the burbs. He knows the burbs pretty well.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I know right where that is. No problem. There's actually a subway stop that's not too far away. Like, I like, you know, run and jump and stuff when it's, I gotta get somewhere fast, but it's like a lot of work. Like, the city's actually got like pretty good deals on public transportation.
And she looks pretty excited by this prospect, and she's just, I've like never ridden the subway before. It sounds like so fun.
But always an adventure. I'll give you that.
She kind of smiles like, well, I do like love an adventure. You like might have to, this is going to sound so dumb. You might like have to show me how, like, I don't know, like how to buy a ticket. How do I know where I'm going? It's silly. I should know how to do that.
Oh, no, that's fine. Yeah, no, it's cool. They have like these cool robot things you can buy tickets from, so you don't even have to talk to people. It's great.
She looks a little perplexed by this. Lilith likes talking to people, but she's gonna kind of like twist the end of one of her braids around her finger. And just, I like don't want you to feel like you have to come all the way with me if that's like super out of your way.
Oh, it's not actually. You know, I'm from the burbs myself, so I can get around easily enough. It's not a big deal.
Well, like if it's not too much trouble, you could come with me and teach me the ropes on the subway.
Yeah, of course. I mean, obviously, I wasn't just gonna like strand you there. Come on, it'll be fun. There's all kinds of crazy people watching you can do there.
And she does look very excited about that, and so she will follow you. Let's catch back up with Ryan. We see Ryan getting into the car with Patrick with your little folder that Rose has given you. What do you look like as you're getting into the car?
Trying to hide the ruined blazer and supersuit, but also very distracted flipping through the things that Rose gave me and like smiling big.
Yeah, so you get into the passenger seat and Patrick kind of gives you a once over and just says, do I even want to know?
Probably not.
Did you find anything? Did you do any of the things I asked you to do at the career fair?
Yes, I spoke to two hot girls and...
That was not on my list, Ryan. I know it was on your list. Not on mine.
I thought that was your list. And look at all these. And then I'm going to like wave all of the like flyers at him and then like accidentally drop some and be like, oh shit. I'll pick them up. And
yeah. And he can see that these are in fact real career fair flyers and nods approvingly. He's not sure you didn't just like frantically grab those on your way out the door, but he kind of nods and is giving you kind of the benefit of the doubt and says, yeah, well, I'd love to look through that folder with you. And really only two girls? Isn't that like batting below average for you?
It's about the quality of the girls. And at least one of them was very quality.
He's going to kind of like raise his eyebrows and like, oh, very quality, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And he's going to say, so are these flyers just the ones that from the booth the quality girl was visiting? Or did you actually pick up ones you wanted to see?
A little bit of both.
Kind of laughs and I'll take it. Does anyone else have, or does anyone have anything they want to do before we maybe get our final parting panels?
I don't think so.
So I think we have this kind of cute scene of Ryan and Patrick in the car, and then we turn the page, and we get this panel of Victor, and he is kind of looking at this shattered wand of sugar spinners. It's back in wand form, not sword form, but he has these pieces that he is kind of looking at in this box, and we see him kind of closing the box and locking it. And then we turn the page and we get one final page with two side-by-side panels. If you want something else for your panel, let me know. But I was thinking we get one panel of Ryan and Patrick sitting at the kitchen table, kind of looking over these flyers together and talking about them. And then we get a panel of Steve and Lilith on the subway together. And Lilith is very tired and kind of dozing off maybe a little bit on EK's shoulder. We get these two side-by-side panels of Ryan and Patrick and EK and Lilith. And I think that's going to be a wrap on our volume.
Cutest volume ever.
I love it.
It was a pretty cute one. I guess end of session moves is a little weird since we've only ever had two PCs this player, but... I feel like some people not naming names have conditions they might want to clear or something.
Yeah, no, I think some people might.
Let's start with Ryan. So at the end of the session, choose one. Did you grow closer to the team, grow into your own image of yourself, or grow away from the team? I know Lilith wasn't a PC, but I will allow her to be one of the options for this. She is a member of the team, and I am here, so I can say things on her behalf.
Yeah, I grew closer to the team.
Who made you?
It's a hard one. It's a hard one because like EK's obviously like betrayed me by not telling me about the hot girl.
He is never gonna live that down.
But then we also kind of grew closer in the sense that like I leveled up and took a joined move like specifically for him.
You did do the fastball special.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So yeah. I think I'm gonna have to say EK.
Yeah.
I think we've gone into like more, we've gone even further beyond, you know what I mean? Like mm-hmm. It's like we, you know, like spat in our hands and shook hands. Like we've extended
the you have not done that before this.
Yeah, we've already done that.
I understand what you're saying though, so
yeah, and he already has influence over me, obviously.
Yeah, Steve, do you want to
send the labels again?
Ryan's labels.
Oh yeah, I do actually. Yeah, Steve and Ryan are both super badass now. That's just yeah, so he's gonna shift your danger up and shift your superior down.
Ryan's stats are so polar.
Steve's like, yeah, dude, we rock, but you should not ever be in charge.
It's really hard to justify a shifting savior down when it's like this entire arc was just wrong.
Yeah, it was like
someone,
yeah.
Defending someone.
I don't know, maybe mundane down? I don't know.
Nah, let's do it. Plus three danger, plus three savior, minus two freak, minus two superior, plus one mundane. It's beautiful.
Okay, and then Ryan, you get to clear a condition or mark potential.
Okay, I really want to clear a condition, but I'm also on my last potential.
Life is full of hard choices.
I'm going to clear a condition. I'm going to clear angry because I don't want to have minus two to comfort or support.
It was too close of a call last time.
I know. Yeah, it was scary.
Cool. Steve, did you grow closer to the team, grow into your own image of yourself, or grow away from the team?
I mean, I grew closer to Ryan, obviously.
It's the basketball special, man.
Yeah, I mean, it's like that's, yeah, we're just like, yeah, we've gone. We're limit breaking on how awesome we can be as superhero super friends. And yeah. That's just the bee's knees.
The bee's knees, as it were. Yeah, so Ryan, go ahead and shift Steve's labels.
I am going to up your savior.
Ooh.
And down your mundane.
Okay.
Because we saved a girl.
We did it. We saved Lilith. And yeah, absolutely. I love it. Excellent. And then I guess I'm going to clear a condition.
Yeah, you can clear a condition or mark potential or clear a condition.
Or clear a condition or clear a condition. Or yeah, I'm going to clear hopeless. Yeah. Cool. Steve is no longer hopeless. Riding home on the subway with Lilith and hanging out and being a badass hero with Ryan and not too shabby right now.
Oh, cool. So that's going to be our candy arc. Wonderworld Comics is an actual play podcast of Masks, A New Generation by Brendan Conway. Graviton, Gustav, and Penny Dreadful are played by Sawyer A. Kalea is played by Des Cobbs. Shrike and the Electric Kid are played by Michael Dunham. Moonflower and Shatter are played by Kyra Nelson. And Mighty Briar is played by Kaylee Newberry. The music for this episode is by P. Richmond. This season is produced by Kyra Nelson. You can find us on Twitter and Blue Sky with the handle WWC Comics Podcast.